speak from here because I'm afraid if I get down, I will not be able to get up. Or maybe it would take Vince and Dwayne. So, is this it? Okay. I'm going to show you something. Do you know what this is? Have you seen your parents have one of these? Parents, they don't know if they remember seeing one of these.
Electronic donation.
Oh, I'm electronic myself. So, we're the members who are never there, but they get our money, so they're happy with it. So this is an offering envelope. And your parents have one of these that they put money in, or they send it to the church automatically, electronically. When you get to the point where you're confirmed, you will get it. And when you work, you put money in to be given to the church because the church has certain bills that it has to pay, just like your home. On ours, we have current expenses that would pay, for heat and things like that. Or we have benevolence if we want to send our money over to foreign countries or charities. We have a building fund, and we also have a capital appeal. So I can determine where I want that money to go. Well, the thing that's interesting is that in our gospel lesson, back in the biblical days, they said that if you had a problem and fought with a brother or somebody you knew and you were having an argument, the church did not want you to give them your money. But first, go and ask forgiveness from those that you were having a fight with. Then come back and give your money to the church. Do you find that odd? I bet the treasurer wouldn't like that today. That was how they punished people long time ago. If your behavior was not something that should have been in the church, they told you you could not give an offering that day. Can you imagine? Must have worked back then. So if you have a problem with a sibling or people that your parents and you're having a fight with them, they're encouraging us to rectify that and ask forgiveness. Go talk to that person you're having a problem with. Ask forgiveness. Reconcile your differences. And then come back to church and offer your offering to the Lord. Okay, thank you. I was told that you get a treat. So you can get a treat. And eat it during the sermon.